Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. There is a phrase that is very vogue these days to describe power politics. That phrase is palace intrigue. Have you ever heard of palace intrigue before? Wherever you find a group of people trying to lead an organization, be it a government or a company or even the church, you have the potential for palace intrigue, which is basically all the jockeying and the jostling for influence and authority in that group. I recently came across this phrase in the diaries of President Harry Truman, the 33rd President of the United States. He wrote in his diary, "Many presidents have had what is known as palace intrigue, or palace bickering." He continued, "You always find that there's an excellent chance for jealousy and bickering among people who are close to the fount of power." I'm always reminded of that insightful remark by the 19th century British politician Lord Acton, who said, "Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." In other words, palace intrigue is the telltale sign that power has started to corrupt the one who wields it. If there is one theme that runs like a refrain throughout the Old Testament book of 1 and 2 Kings, that theme would be palace intrigue. We read perhaps the worst of the drama today when Athaliah, the mother of a slain king, starts to kill all the children of a rival family, the family of Judah. But one small heir, Joash, was saved at the last second and went into hiding for 6 years. Then Joash reappears in all his power and orders that Athaliah should be executed for treason toward the royal family. Palace intrigue had sunk to new lows in the descendants of King David. As President Truman had reflected, "You always find that there's an excellent chance for jealousy and bickering among people who are close to the fount of power." Absolute power had corrupted David's descendants absolutely. One of the things I admire most about Pope Francis is his reluctance to wield power in the church. He has a healthy hesitation toward power. I believe that when he was elected the Pope, he turned to all the cardinals who had voted for him and said, "May God forgive you for what you have done." He did not desire the power of the papacy. This is one reason he discourages the elevation of priests to the rank of Monsignor, something I'm very sad about. He once said humorously that if there are any priests who are ecclesiastically climbing the ladder of success, they would do better to go climb a mountain. Pope Francis is keenly aware of the corrosive and corrupting nature of power, especially in politics, even in the church, and he will not tolerate it among his clergy. The Pope does not want to see any palace intrigue in the papal palace. Maybe that's why he no longer lives in the palace, but in a hotel. Praised be Jesus Christ.